Hey, this is Kari Payton. I'm Cyborg from Teen Titans and Injustice 2.
And Ezekiel from The Walking Dead. And you're listening to The Night Nerd. So keep listening.
Also, booyah! Because I'm schizophrenic.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Tuesday, and we're going to talk some TV and movies. This week has the release of DC Comics' The Green Lantern number 1. It's from Grant Morrison and Liam Sharp, and I think all of us here at the network are really excited about it. My LCS Star Comics is doing a midnight release for the book, so I'll get to read it pretty early, pretty fast, pretty soon. I'm excited about it. So, to celebrate, I thought we'd look at all things Green Lantern. You know, yesterday we talked about his role in games, and we'll kind of continue on that a little bit today. And we pitched the perfect, you know, idea for a game. I was going to say pitch the perfect game, but that's a baseball thing. So, we noted yesterday how Green Lantern is always part of the Justice League. And when it comes to TV, especially, and film, animated film, anyway, that's true too. You know, he's been around as long as the shows have been around, pretty much going all the way back to the Superman Aquaman Hour of Adventure back in 1967. Hal Jordan showed up in there, and he was part of the Justice League stuff. You know, he had some solo shows in there, but it wasn't his show. And then you had the Super Friends, where Hal Jordan comes back for a few different ones, for Challenge of the Super Friends, Super Friends Legendary Superpower Show, and Superpowers Team Galactic Guardians. If that sounds like a lot, it is, but there were way, way more Super Friends than that. There's about twice as many, I think. I don't know. There was a lot. And then in Justice League, which soon enough you'll be able to hear us talk about over at DC Animated Adventures. Plug, plug, plug. You had John Stewart. And it was really cool that they went with John Stewart instead of Hal Jordan. Especially because John Stewart wasn't the main Green Lantern in the comics at the time. But he's, you know, really cool and really one of the stronger and neater characters. They tweak his origin. He's a Marine instead of an architect. But even though he's the main Green Lantern in the DCAU, he's not the only Green Lantern, because Kyle Rayner showed up in the Superman animated series, and Guy Gardner kind of does too. Then Rayner comes back in the Justice League episode for Hereafter, and the Unlimited episode, The Return. And Kyle Rayner was kind of one of the main, the main Green Lantern, really, at the time. And they kind of explain why he's not on Earth during those episodes. You get the Alan Scott reference with Green Guardsman in Legends, the Justice League episode Legends, which is one of my favorite episodes of that series. I can't wait till we get to that point on DCAA. Then in one of a weirder crossover, not necessarily weirder on page, but behind the scenes stuff is what makes it weirder. You had Jon Stewart show up on Static Shock more than once, like a few times. And the reason I say it's kind of weird is because Phil LaMarr voiced both characters, both Jon Stewart and Static. So you have a guy talking to himself about his superpowers and adventures, and just kind of surreal. But Phil is such an immensely talented voice actor that you don't realize it. In Batman Beyond, you had Cairo show up in The Call, and you saw a little bit older version of him in the JLU episode of Epilogue. So that he's a really interesting character that I wish they would have gotten a chance to explore and flesh out a little more. And then Hal Jordan finally shows up in Once and Future Thing Part 2, Time Warped. He's there for all of, like, 3 or 4 minutes. But when he showed up, I remember, because that episode already is bonkers and crazy and exciting and wonderful. And then when he showed up, and it's Adam Baldwin voicing him to boot, I was giddy. I was like, oh, that's so cool, blah, blah, blah. I was really, really excited. Then you have the Duck Dodgers cameo, which is one of my favorites because Kevin Smith voices Hal Jordan. And you have, because of a dry cleaner thing, Duck Dodgers ends up with a Green Lantern ring. And so hilarity ensues. Definitely one of the stronger episodes of that series, I think. Not just because of the Kevin Smith thing or the DC crossover thing, but it really is a really fun one. And then in The Batman, you had Hal Jordan showing up in the fourth season when we meet the Justice League, and then come back in the fifth season and the series finale for a couple of little appearances. But it was Dermot Mulroney, so he's pretty awesome too, you know. I just watched Young Guns the other day. Brave and the Bold, Guy Gardner shows up a lot because I think Guy Gardner kind of fits the vibe of Brave and the Bold. But eventually you do get Hal Jordan shows up, voiced by the amazing, amazing Lauren Lester, who is Robin and Nightwing in the DCAU. It's great. Young Justice, you get all of them. Hal, John, Guy, Alan, all pop up at various points. None of them really like stand out, but it's still cool that they, you know, they show up and they're all there and everything. And it really, you know, so all of these times, this is what, 40, 50, 60 years. But finally, back in 2011, you had the Green Lantern animated series where it's just Green Lantern. And it was cool. The CG animation was a little different, a little weird, but I think it could have been a good show. They axed it pretty quickly. It's only 26 episodes. So you got to think, you had your sneak peek back in 2011, and then it aired from 2012 to 2013. But yeah, they canceled it because of toy sales, is the rumor, or not rumor, the for real thing, and why they did it. So that stinks. He finally had his own show, but because of that. And like I said, it was solid. You know, Josh Keaton was the voice of Hal Jordan, who he comes back a lot. He came back as Hal Jordan in Justice League Action and in some of the animated movies. But Kilowog was there, Guy Gardner, Carol Ferris, St. Walker. Main bad guys were the Red Lanterns and the Manhunters. So it was a lot of fun. As far as live action and TV go, he showed up in that Legends of the Superheroes TV special, which was 2 hours of, I still to this day don't know. It's kind of the Super Friends, but it's kind of Batman 66, but it's also a roast. I don't know. Watch clips of it. It's weird. And then Guy Gardner, pretty much in name only, was part of the Justice League of America television pilot from 97 that was not well received, to say the least. And then you had Alan Scott show up in Smallville a little bit. Arrow, all the Arrow shows, we've gotten so many Ferris Air and Hal Jordan Easter eggs that it just needs to happen. And then as far as film, you know, there's the Green Lantern film with Ryan Reynolds, which that's what we're going to say about that. You had Yalan Gur show up in Justice League in that flashback scene, and maybe have Hal Jordan shown up in the next Justice League. Who knows? Also on the Who Knows, there's the Green Lantern Corpse movie coming out. It's supposed to come out 2020. That's going to have, I mean, Hal Jordan is the main guy, but all of them in there, maybe. The DC is in a weird spot right now. Excuse me. And your animated films, you know, there were two Green Lantern only ones. There was First Flight and Emerald Knights, which is cool because Nathan Fillion was Hal Jordan in Emerald Knights, and he should still be Hal Jordan. As much as I love Ryan Reynolds, I think that movie would have been a little bit better with Hal Jordan. I told myself I wasn't going to like bash on that movie very much, so that's why we don't mention it. And then as far as the animated ones, though, you had him in New Frontier. You had David Boreanaz, Angel from Buffy and Bones and all these other shows in there. Crisis on Two Earths, Doom, Flashpoint, pretty much all the Lego ones, Justice League War. What's cool is in the Lego movie, Jonah Hill is Hal Jordan and Channing Tatum is Superman. So that's just kind of a cool little thing. But yeah, all of those, it was random people. Some people came back in the Lego movies, like Diedrich Bader, Josh Keaton. You never got Jonah Hill back, but supposedly he's going to be in the Lego Movie 2 next year. Justice League Dark, Jon Stewart shows up. Then Teen Titans Go to the Movies, you have Jon Stewart, and it's Lil Yachty. I am almost ashamed at how much I love Teen Titans Go. Since it came out a week or two ago, I think we watched it like 4 times in my house. My 3-year-old knows all the songs. And yeah, it's really good. And then Nathan Fillion's going to be back for Reign of Superman, and he was in The Death of Superman. So, again, almost any time you have the Justice League, you have the Green Lantern there in some capacity. Don't see him on his own a whole lot, but he's always been there, and I think that's why he is so integral to the DC, and everybody else thinks so too. You know, he just, for whatever reason, just has a hard time making it on his own, but... Yeah, I don't know who to, you know, because Wonder Woman had a TV series in the 70s that was real successful. Obviously had a movie that was amazingly successful. Over on the Marvel side of things, I'm trying to think of Avengers people. I guess we'll see how Captain Marvel does. Because Shazam's had his own stuff all along. I don't know. Let me know if you can think of anybody that is kind of in the same boat, where they work well with the team, but not necessarily by themselves. Let us know in the comments below here on SoundCloud or over on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, wherever we're out there. Just hit us up. You can email us, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. Love hearing from everybody. But that's going to do it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
In brightest day, in blackest night, no evil shall escape my sight. Let those who worship evil's might beware my power. Green Lantern's light!